today.
This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We are going to the phones and to the fun right out of the box here to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I got some information here today that is going to surprise everybody. We do not have to pay IRS. This is fraudulent. And it's
you just figured that out, Paula?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, we got a case here that was in court, and they IRS begged for them to close the case because they didn't want people to find out that the 1040 form doesn't even have any statutory authority, and it also conflicts with the Constitution.
Yeah,
and
I think I know what you're talking about. And let me see if we're on the same page on this, Paula, because it's unusual that we're on the same page. But I think I know where you're coming from. There was a court decision, or yeah. It was some sort of decision that found that the 1040 form,
mm-hmm.
or they dropped the case because it didn't have a correct OMB
uh-huh.
control
yeah.
number on it.
And even if it did, it said if a control number were issued for such a form, the form would be invalid and of no force and effect.
Mm. So are you done paying taxes at this point, Paula?
Yeah.
Very good.
And also about the North American Union, it became official yesterday.
What?
Yep.
What are you talking about?
You don't know about this?
No. What are you talking
about?
Okay. Where did you hear this one?
Okay. This was done between President Bush, President Fox, and Prime Minister Paul Martin issued
mm-hmm.
a joint statement announcing the creation of the Security Prosperity Partnership of North America. It's called the North American Union. And anyway,
That's not what they're calling it. But to an extent, you are right. I mean, this does exist. It's SPP.gov. It is
yeah.
some sort of weird partnership between
yeah.
Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And it
yeah.
will likely be bad news in the long run. They haven't really done anything yet. Are you saying that there's something
yeah.
new that's happened?
It became official yesterday.
It's official.
Yes,
it's not an official union. It's just some sort of an agreement at this point. But it's something to keep an eye on. It's certainly something to keep an eye on.
The states have already been told by the government they have to take this code now. With all their businesses and everything, and it became official yesterday.
Well, they can take the code and shove it, as far as I'm concerned. Thanks for the call, Paula.
Okay,
we appreciate hearing from you.
800-259-9231.
She's not as wacky tonight as she normally is.
Well, you know,
she's talking about things that are based in reality.
Maybe we're just wacky and we agree with her.
No, the thing she's talking about is for real. It's SPP.gov. They say it's a Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And then it just goes on to talk about how Canada and Mexico and the United States are going to partner up to make things more secure, which just means more government.
Which means that we have to pay to secure Canada and Mexico, too.
That's, yeah, pretty much what the case is going to be. So it's just all bad. If it's news coming from the government, it's probably bad news. All right. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Mark, you've got a story about a lesbian couple and a bit of a child custody battle. What's going on?
You know, this one, the reason I brought this in is it's just an amazing story to me a whole bunch of different ways.
Okay.
And it's sort of a battle between two states as to who's right, and this is something that was bound to happen. Vermont Supreme Court said Friday that Vermont courts, not those in Virginia, have exclusive jurisdiction in a battle between two women over custody of a child they had while they were in a relationship.
Where is this from? AP?
You
got to get used to that, Mark. Come on, you got to be a talk professional here at the start
AP.
Of, at the within the first sentence of quoting an article, cite the source.
AP.
Because you know what happened earlier this week.
Yes.
You go back in our archives, you can hear Mark get burned bad. One of our emailers emailed in a fake article to Mark, and he didn't check it out. So he read the fake article on the air, and in the same segment, he came to the realization that he'd been snookered.
I wanted so badly for the grandma to be shooting the rapists that
right.
I just couldn't let it go. What are you going to do?
So if you missed that story, it's in the archives at freetalklive.com. Okay, back to this.
Anyway, from the AP, unanimous ruling in Vermont conflicts with a series of decisions in Virginia courts which held that the state's laws banning same-sex marriage controlled the case. Okay, so Vermont, one more paragraph and I'll let you
okay,
know. Vermont
right.
Justice John Dooley wrote, however, that Vermont's laws that control the case because women involved in the dispute were legally joined in a civil union in 2000, and that is what governs their 2003 separation and subsequent child custody disagreement. So two women got in a civil union in Vermont.
In 2000.
They dissolved that civil union in 2003.
Right. And
after, one of the women had taken and decided, I'm not a lesbian anymore. And then she had gone with her child. She had been artificially inseminated.
Okay.
And she went to Virginia, I assume, to pursue relations with men or man or whatever.
Okay.
So now Vermont says, hey, we've got jurisdiction over that kid. Because that kid was conceived in a civil union.
In the civil union.
In our state.
Right.
And Virginia says, no, 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 we don't recognize that crap. That kid's conceived out of wedlock. He's just a, you know, he's just a normal woman conceiving a child out of wedlock.
So essentially what you have is the laws in two states conflicting, and this is what's happening here as a result.
Well, Vermont became the first state in the nation to recognize same-sex couples' relationships in 2000 when it enacted a civil union law. Whether such relationships would be recognized in other states has been a matter of litigation.
Yeah.
This is a straightforward interstate jurisdictional dispute over custody, and the governing law fully supports Vermont's court's decisions to exercise jurisdiction and refuse to follow the conflict of Virginia's visitation order. So the case, Virginia said, no, the woman cannot visit whoever, the other gal.
Okay.
The case involves Lisa Miller Jenkins and Janet Miller Jenkins, who were Virginia residents in 2000 when they were traveled to Vermont to be joined in a civil union. Lisa Miller Jenkins conceived a child through artificial insemination while the couple were together, and they eventually moved to Vermont.
So they went to Vermont for the civil union, then they ended up moving to Vermont.
I believe they had the child in Vermont.
Okay.
Correct. About a year later, Lisa Miller Jenkins renounced her homosexuality, moved back to Virginia, denied Janet Miller Jenkins' demands for visitation rights. They were granted a dissolution of their civil union, akin to divorce, and Lisa Miller Jenkins filed for full custody.
I don't know if you've got all the details on this, but when the civil union was dissolved, it was Vermont that it was dissolved in Vermont because it was created in Vermont. Was there any sort of child custody assignation going on there to where they said, okay, well, with this dissolving of this union, here's who will be able to have this child?
Well, a Vermont court judge gave Janet, that's the gal who didn't have the child,
okay.
Temporary visitation, prompting Lisa to file 1 month later for full custody in Virginia. Vermont Supreme Court ruled in favor of Janet on three key issues, visitation dispute, refusal to abide by Virginia court's orders, and a contempt order issued by the Vermont Family Court against Lisa for failing to abide by its visitation order. So Vermont's like saying, Lisa's a bad gal for not following our rules. I don't know what they're going to be able to do about it since she's living in Virginia. The lawyer representing opponents of same-sex marriage said the dispute undoubtedly will have to be resolved by the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a classic conflict between two states over same-sex unions, said this fella, founder and chairman of the Anti-Gay Liberty Council.
What? How can anti-gay and liberty be in the same phrase?
He could have named it Dr. Snuffleupagus if he wanted to, which is representing one of the women in the case. I would assume that it was representing Lisa. The real question here is whether or not a state can have its own policy that does not accept same-sex unions or whether they have to accept the union of another state. But an attorney who represents advocates of same-sex marriage said that that might not necessarily be so. Jennifer LeVay of the Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders said Virginia Court of Appeals has stayed its ruling pending a decision by Vermont's courts, which now say the women were legally joined and that were both legal parents. Once the determination was made, that's where every court and federal law couldn't be clearer about the fact that Vermont has jurisdiction to resolve questions of custody and visitation in that case. So what they're saying is that Virginia has to just essentially step out. They shouldn't have been involved in the case.
Who's saying
either way.
That? The lawyers?
According to one of the attorneys says, look, it's not about jurisdiction. It's not about jurisdiction here. Virginia shouldn't have been involved in the custody case in the first place
because
the kid was conceived in Vermont. They were married in Vermont
and dissolved in Vermont.
That's correct.
But Virginia's stepping in to try to play protectorate of this girl and her possession of the child. And so this is going to go to the Supreme Court. What would you like to see happen in this case? 800-259-9231. Personally, I'd like to see the entire union dissolved. That way this wouldn't be an issue anymore. I guess this is one of the reasons why the federal government exists, is to hash out these disputes which don't happen too often, but here's one of them, between two states. We'll explore the idea in a moment. This is your show, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
I love Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it, over 750 unique pages created by the listeners. In fact, you can go and create a page or two or ten or however many you want. You can edit virtually anything that you see there. But then again, so can everyone else. So if you create a page, someone else could edit it. It's a very interesting dynamic, and there's lots of cool stuff there. wiki.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, totally free. Again, that's wiki.freetalklive.com. Hey, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Story coming out of Vermont and Virginia. And as I've understood it so far, you had a lesbian couple. Back in 2000, they got into a civil union in the state of Vermont, which is a legal process there.
Right.
That's not a marriage. It's just something special for...
Similar.
For homosexuals, I guess.
Right.
And so they got into a civil union. While they were in the civil union, one of them was artificially inseminated. She had the baby. Then at some point they broke up. They dissolved the civil union.
Mm-hmm.
And Vermont essentially assigned child custody rights at that point. Is that right?
Well, Vermont said that child visitation to
they said that
this gal named Janet.
They said the woman that had the kid, she's got custody, but the other woman still has visitation rights.
Correct.
So then the initial woman, the woman who had the child, ran off to Virginia, presumably with some guy, because she renounced being a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
She ran off to Virginia. Now this other woman, the one who has visitation rights,
Janet Jenkins,
would like to see the child that she's supposed to be able to see, but now Virginia has stepped in and says, "Whoa, we don't recognize your civil unions. We don't recognize any of this, so sorry. We're going to defend this woman and not allow you to see this child." Essentially what's going on.
That appears to be the case.
Now it's going to go to the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court's going
to... In all likelihood. I mean, it hasn't been put on the docket or anything like that.
Okay, well, they're going to try to take it to the Supreme Court, which could be a pretty interesting decision in regards to states' rights to set laws for themselves and have those laws be respected by other states around the country.
Yeah, and it has a lot of implications for this whole gay marriage, civil union issue, which I'm kind of torn on to some extent or another.
What do you mean you're torn?
Well, I think that gay people should be able to get married like anybody else. I just don't think that I should have to recognize that marriage. And if I choose to have a business where I don't want to employ gay people that are married, or give, if I want to just give insurance benefits to straight people that are married, and I don't want to give them to gay people that are married, I should be able to do that in my business.
You should be free to be a discriminatory jerk. Absolutely, you should be free to do that.
That should be my freedom.
And I agree with you that gay people should be able to get married. However, my caveat with that is that I don't think anybody should have a state marriage. I don't think the government should be involved in handing out little pieces of paper that say, "Congratulations, you're married."
I agree.
And now you have to obey all of our rules. Because really, in my opinion, one of the reasons why marriage is such a destroyed institution, it isn't what it used to be, at least, is because government had gotten involved. It used to be, marriage used to be an agreement of love between two individuals and a religion, you know, a god if they have one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a marriage used to be.
George and Martha Washington didn't have a marriage certificate from the government.
From the government. That's because they didn't exist. They didn't exist until after the Civil War, and the reason why they came about was because they wanted to prevent black people from marrying white people, and that's a whole other story.
I would say largely there were government marriage certificates before the Civil War, but they weren't United States government.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the United States government that hands them out. It's the state governments that hand them out. Anyway, I don't think that you should have to bow down to the state and pay them a bounty and beg for permission to get married. I think that's an insult to people that want to get married. And, by the way, I'm not someone who wants to get married. 800-259-9231. I just don't think the state should be involved. Let's see what Drew in Indianapolis thinks, listening on WXNT. Hey, Drew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I had a quick comment on the two lesbians in the custody battle.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think that should be dealt with in the same way of, like, stepchildren, for instance, because there's no biological link to the other woman child. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I don't necessarily agree with homosexual marriage, but I don't think the other woman should have any legal rights.
Well, you think that the one woman should, you know, have the child, and then the other woman should be able to adopt it in a state like Virginia, where they have, Vermont, where they have civil unions? I mean, she had it in, basically the closest thing that the couple could have to having its own child, they did, and both of the women wanted to have the child together. I think that both of them would agree that when they had the child originally, they were having a child together in matrimony. I mean,
well,
so you think there should be that added legal step, this where the government says, okay, this child is yours?
I don't think they had the child together.
You don't know.
It
you weren't involved in their relationship.
Well, they didn't have it.
What did they do? Did one of them put a turkey baster in or something?
Yeah,
don't
it's called artificial insemination.
It's done that way often.
Oh.
I mean, would that make a difference? It wasn't her. Clearly, she didn't produce what they had in the turkey baster.
Not really. I just don't really think that the other woman should have any rights to the child.
Hold on, Drew. Now, what if it was like this? Now, I'm just painting a picture, and I want to get your opinion on this. Let's say these two women were together. The one woman, what was her name? Mary. Let's just call her Mary.
Janet.
Let's say Lisa had the baby. Okay,
she did.
So she actually was inseminated.
Mm-hmm.
She went through the 9 months. She birthed the child. But let's say that Lisa was working a lot and she had to travel a lot, and the child was raised for 3 years by the other woman.
Janet.
Let's say Janet was raising this child like 99% of the time. Then do you think that she still has absolutely no claim to be able to visit this child?
You know what? That's a really tough one.
That is tough.
I mean, I would...
And that's why we can't put down these kind of just blanket rules over what should be happening in families.
Oh, no. I mean, I agree. I mean, I think that people should have the right to do whatever the heck they want as long as they're not harming other people. And in this case, they're really not harming anybody. It's really a sticky issue. And
you know, here's a solution. I've got a solution for you, and I agree with you, Drew. I agree that as long as you're not harming anyone, the government should stay out of it. So here's a...
Wait a second. I want to point out who is harming someone here. Now, if Janet went to Lisa's house in Virginia and tried to see, and asked to, knocked on the door and asked to see her child, I suspect the cops would be called. And those would be the people with guns that would ask, Janet to leave. So the harm would probably be caused here by the government of Virginia.
How's that harming her?
How do you think? She can't see her child.
Right, but, I mean, how's that harming her?
Arresting her and throwing her in the back of a police car could be considered harm. However, I'll jump to the other person, the property owner's defense, because she is on someone's property without their permission.
With their child.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's just a really sticky issue. And
it really is.
I feel very sorry for the child in this case.
Yeah. Absolutely. As always, in any divorce case, whether it be two lesbians or a man and a woman, in any case like that, you always feel sorry for the child. Drew, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Legalize freedom.
Thanks. 800-259-9231. You know, just a quick solution could be that if we actually got the government out of marriage, and what we had were people entering into contracts with one another, these things could be hashed out beforehand and signed off on. And then we wouldn't have any of these disputes, or at least not as many.
A lot of contracts are void in family law.
Maury's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, last Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com where we've got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you get on the updates list, and it's free like everything else on our website, so go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. We jump right into the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Mark, you're on with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, we should get back to politics. I'll tell you, the easiest way to sort out this mess between the lesbos and any such similar thing, tell the homos to go back in the closet. Because we're sick of hearing about their dumb crap, and it's too bad if they're in their little soap opera world and got a kid with a turkey baster.
Wait a minute. Wait. That's not very nice.
I mean, you wouldn't feel the same way if you had the kid.
I don't have kids because I have sense enough to keep my fly closed.
And I don't have kids either. I've got a sense enough to have a vasectomy. But
a lot of people do.
Right. I mean, shouldn't people be free to pursue their... Wait a minute. This is an issue of pursuing happiness. You can talk trash all you want about lesbians and homosexuals and all that.
I'm just going by what the Bible says.
What does the Bible say?
Old Testament and New Testament, where it says homosexuality is an abomination. Okay, that's clear enough for me. God says, I believe.
Well, God didn't say it.
The Bible says it. The Bible says it.
Uh-huh. The Bible says that.
Right. The Bible says it. Well, you just said that God said it, and that God doesn't say it.
Well, that's the Bible, the Word of God, so I don't know how
says
much
who?
More.
That's what they claim, sir. That's what they tell you, but you have no evidence of that, do you?
Evidence is clear. Everything is made by God. Nothing has just appeared by itself. This evolution stuff's a bunch of nonsense.
Well, then every book is God's Word.
No.
Okay.
66 of them in the Bible are God's Word.
What about the ones that they left out?
How come 40 different people wrote
why.
It then?
It's politics is why. But all through history, they tried to destroy the Bible and still haven't done it.
Well, I guess they didn't destroy the other books that weren't in the Bible,
too. What about the Koran?
They didn't destroy that.
Like a bunch of hogwash. It tells people to kill and murder and enslave.
Well, wait a second. Whoa. That Bible you've got right there said that God said to destroy every man, woman, child, and living thing in the city of Ai to the Jews when they went into the Old Testament. Well, and it also says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which means that the guy that said to do it is the same as God now.
I don't think you heard a word you said.
You didn't hear a word.
I said talking.
Well, in the New Testament, it says, you know, love and respect everyone and, you know, tell them of the truth, and whether they accept it or not is on them.
Wait a minute. If the New Testament says love and respect everyone, how can you come on the airwaves and talk trash about lesbians?
Because that's a behavior.
This is,
behavior. But, you're not assaulting the person. You're pointing out behavior that can destroy their soul eternally.
Right. Now, when you're talking about 6-year-old behavior, now we have a child involved. What are we going to do about it?
Well, you have to raise the kid, and hopefully the poor kid entangled in all this mess won't be totally brainwashed and damaged for the rest of his life.
Who's going to raise him, though? I mean, you know, somebody has to figure that out.
Well,
so that's why it's a relevant issue.
6 years ago. I'm glad that one woman come to her senses, and she's not a lesbo anymore. She's hopefully got a father for the kid who has his head screwed on straight, and seems like she may have now.
That,
I don't know.
That seems like a stretch.
Well, I don't know what to make of it. The day late, the dollar short.
As I understand it, in the Bible, it teaches the golden rule in the phrase, "Do unto others what you would like to see have done unto you." So basically, you believe that you should make fun of people for having a lifestyle choice that you disagree with.
One that's going to get them eternally thrown into hell. Yeah, I would disagree with that. Or one if they thought it was funny, let's go play in the highway. In Russia, I say, no, you ought not do that. Oh, you're being harsh and judgmental. No, I'm trying to save yourself from getting splatted by a truck. You know, that's not, you know, harsh.
I understand that you would be raising your kids in the manner that you would like, and I think that you should. And my parents raised me in the Christian faith, and I have chosen that I do not believe it. But
I hope you'll reevaluate that while there's time left.
Well,
because if he doesn't, he's going to hell. Is that right?
Right.
That's entirely likely.
The God that slaughtered all those people in Ai will send me to hell, right?
I don't know. Lord, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost will make that decision.
Well, the Bible doesn't really mention a whole Trinity thing.
I want to know. I love to explore people's religions, so I want to know, what is it that I have to do as an atheist? I'm an atheist. Mark, you believe in God, just not the Christian God per se.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an atheist, so what do I have to do to go to heaven? Because it sounds like a nice deal, like the whole heaven thing. It sounds like a good deal.
You have to recognize, first of all, that you're a sinner, and you have to acknowledge that Jesus is the only way to pay for that sin. We cannot pay for that sin ourselves. We are, ever since Adam and Eve messed up in the garden.
Okay.
Don't
preach to me. Just go through the process. I have to recognize I'm a sinner.
It's just that simple.
Well, so that's all? I just have to say, okay, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinning atheist. And now I'm going to have...
You have to acknowledge that Jesus is your Savior. His spilled blood paid for our sins.
Okay. So if I acknowledge that, does that mean I actually have to believe it or just acknowledge it?
Well, you can't fool God.
Man. So you actually have to believe in the Jesus. You have to believe in Jesus.
Yep.
You have to. Okay. What were the two steps again? I'm
you
a sinner, and I have to believe
that you're
in Jesus.
A sinner, and you have to ask Jesus to come and save your soul from.
How many times
sin?
Do I have to ask Jesus to save my soul?
Once.
So can I keep sinning after I ask for the soul saving?
Yeah, but the more you get closer to Jesus and God, the less you'll want to indulge in reckless, foolish, worldly, sinful behavior.
Now, let me ask, how about this one? Is having sex outside of marriage, is that a sin?
Yes, it is.
So, okay.
Sorry, folks, but it is.
Do you have to have a government marriage in order to have legitimate sex? Or can you say, can two people just say to each other, we're married?
You need to make it official.
Official by whose standards?
I don't want to grant the government too much power because I don't like government out of control. I'm opposed to the New World Order and globalism and all that, which is the result of government run amok.
Now, hold on just a second. Now, how many husbands can your daughter have?
One.
How many wives can your son have?
One.
Oh, wait a second. Solomon had 600.
Well, that was in Old Testament times when there were like 30 people on the earth.
There were still people in New Testament. There were still people in New Testament time with more than one wife.
Well, I don't know. That was then. This is now.
Oh, the rules have changed.
I thought God was the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He is, but we're not.
so the Bible's changed now?
We have a beginning and an end. God has been here since forever. And
Did God send all
this Christian religion of yours is really
so convoluted. It's so confusing. You have to
it spans over 3,000 years. You can't be consistent over 3,000 years. You need a new one. You need to make a new one on the spot.
I only live for 70 or 80 years.
Then how can God be consistent killing off everybody in AI and then saying that the two commandments are to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind and to love your neighbor as yourself? I mean, how can he switch like that? Bing!
He's God. He can do whatever he wants.
I mean, Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac on an altar, and then, the Jews don't do such a thing.
That test. God, he was going to do that, and God said, okay, I wanted to see where your loyalties are.
Right.
He was honestly going to do that.
It's a little malicious. I want to make sure. I think I have a contradiction here. I want you to clear it up for me, Mark.
Okay.
You said that you can't have more than one spouse.
How many do you need?
I don't want a spouse at all, okay? But I just want to get a contradiction. You said you can't have more than one, otherwise you're not going to go to heaven. So does that mean that those people back in those days that Mark was referring to,
if you're saved, you're saved. But so once the salvation issue is taken care of, then if you go on and act like a total screw up after the fact, you'll have to deal with that. We will get to explain every action and thought.
Punishment in heaven? Does it actually say in the Bible that you have to have a government marriage certificate in order to have a marriage?
It says obey the government because God put them in power, and I don't fully understand that.
It says that in the Bible?
It does say that.
That God put the government in power?
Is that Romans? Is that right?
I'm not sure.
Wow.
It's okay.
One more reason for me to dislike the Bible.
Of all the parts of the Bible I hate the most, it's Paul. This guy never even saw Jesus. And suddenly he gets to spout off about, half of the books in the New Testament? Please.
I'm trying to remember. I'm flashing back. See,
I think it's
studying
Romans.
The Bible because it's very deep and there's very much material there, and I can't say I know it near as well.
Yeah. I'm relatively certain it's
Mark,
Romans.
I appreciate it, man. I really appreciate you calling in. Give us another call some other time. Thanks. 800-259-9231. I think I'll continue studying useful nonfiction like The Market for Liberty, which I'm reading right now. It's a fantastic book. Also, Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work. Actual, stuff that you can get something useful for today out of.
I like Mary Ruart's Healing Our World.
Yes, huge fan of that. Hey, I'm not trying to trash on the Christians. Look, if you want to believe what you want to believe, that's fine. But please, stop being so rude. Why do you have to be rude about it?
Oh, he wasn't being rude.
Yeah, when he started his call, if I could play it back for you, I would.
Oh, he was being rude to the lesbians.
Yes, he was being very rude to those people.
I thought you were saying to me.
You can believe what you want to believe, but why rub it in other people's faces? You don't want me coming up and rubbing my atheism in your face, which I won't do.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I respect other people.
You tell everybody
what
you think.
Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Let's see. We give everything away. Those other talk shows, they want to charge you money for it. And what do we ask in return? Well, do you shop with us? We've got a partnership, actually an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer with over 30 different categories of products, everything from DVDs to office supplies to apparel, accessories, I mean, furniture, it's all there. What you want to do, though, is you want to go through our website. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. And then anything you purchase will get a percentage of. So you get your shopping done, get it delivered to your door. And you help Free Talk Live at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Plus, our store has just opened at store.freetalklive.com with cool Free Talk Live swag, hats, shirts, and all that good stuff. So if you've been waiting for that, you definitely want to go surf around there at store.freetalklive.com. All right. So we just got off the phone with Mark in Indianapolis, and the conversation was about religion. It got a little bit heated. Well, at the end of the segment, Mark, you accused me of shoving atheism in people's faces, and I don't know, were you just doing that to make me upset? Because has there ever been an example of that? Beyond me bringing it up on the show when religion comes up, I think that's fair for me to bring it up at that point. Have you ever seen me shove atheism in someone's face in real life?
For instance, if someone calls in the show, in real life, if you consider being on the show real life, I'm not sure what you're referring to there. I sit in here every night with you, and it's definitely 3 hours of my life. When someone calls in and says something like, God bless you guys, or God bless America, something like that, you don't let it slide for a second. You're like, well, oh yeah, sure, God bless America, but I'm an atheist.
That's not true.
It is absolutely true. Absolutely true. You don't let somebody say anything like that. Now, maybe an amen or a hallelujah, you might let that go. But if somebody says, God bless such and such, you've got something to say.
I don't agree with you.
Hey, I'm an atheist.
I don't agree with you on that. If they're talking about religion, religion is the topic, then I will bring it up as because then it's relevant at that point.
I disagree. I've sat here.
Okay, you find me a clip. 800-259-9231.
You're the audio guy.
You are just making claims. So if you can back up what Mark says, I'll eat my shoe. 800-259-9231. And you'll know I'm eating the shoe because I've said so. You know, if I was to ever go to a religion, if I was to ever drop the atheist thing, I think I would go to some religion like a Mennonite or an Amish person. And the reason why is not because I necessarily agree with it, but because the one thing I love about those guys is they never get in your face about their religion. The Amish are not out there trying to save the rest of the world like this last guy. And to be fair, not all Christians are like the last guy either in trying to save everyone. But there
Christian religion is about proselytizing.
Right. There are sects of them out there that's what it's all about. Everybody else who isn't in our religion is going to hell, so we have to convert absolutely everyone over to our religion or else they're going to hell. And I think that's just... I get tired of it, really. I get tired of it. Can't you just keep it to yourself? Isn't there a Bible verse that says you're supposed to pray in the closet?
Well, pray in the closet, perhaps, but
keep your religion in the closet.
The Bible's pretty clear that, or at least the way the disciples were after Jesus died was, you know, they were out there, they were proselytizing.
1-800-259-9231. All right, you bring up anything. San Francisco. A freelance journalist, this from the New York Times, freelance journalist and blogger was jailed on Tuesday after refusing to turn over video he took at an anti-capitalist protest here last summer, after refusing to testify before a grand jury looking into the accusations that crimes were committed at the protest. The freelancer, Josh Wolf, was taken into custody just before noon after a hearing in front of Judge So-and-so. Found in contempt, Wolf was later moved to a federal prison in Durban, California, and could be imprisoned until next summer when the grand jury term expires. This is a little disturbing to me because it's now, the second case within the last 6 months or so where you've got a journalist, essentially, that has been jailed for refusing to reveal information to the authorities? The first one was the New York Times journalist, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Judith Miller was her name.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, it's a little disturbing.
Yeah, this isn't the only case, by the way.
Doesn't sound like freedom of the press to me.
I've got two cases like this. This guy's actually in jail right now. Earlier this year, federal prosecutors subpoenaed Mr. Wolf to testify before the grand jury and to turn over video from the demonstration. The protests, tied to a group of eight meeting of the world economic leaders in Scotland, ended in a clash between demonstrators and San Francisco police, with one officer sustaining a fractured skull. A smoke bomb or firework was put under a police car, and investigators are looking into whether arson was attempted on a government-financed vehicle. Sorry, that's a taxpayer-financed vehicle. Get it right. Wolf, who posted some of the edited video on his website, joshwolf.net, and sold it to some of the local television stations, met with investigators who wanted to see the raw footage. But Wolf refused to hand over the tapes, arguing that he had a right as a journalist to shield his sources. And I absolutely agree that he does.
I have to agree, too.
On Tuesday, the judge disagreed, ruling that the grand jury, quote, has a legitimate need to see what Wolf filmed. Wolf, a recent college graduate, is the latest journalist to face prison for refusing to cooperate with federal investigators. Last year, the New York Times reporter Judith Miller served nearly 3 months in jail after refusing to divulge her sources in the investigation of the CIA agent, the name of the CIA agent's leak. Jane Kirtley, professor of media and ethics, said that although the jailing of journalists had become more common, Wolf's case was the first she had heard of in which a blogger had been pursued and eventually jailed by federal authorities. What would they do if he went into court and said, you know, I would have given you the tapes, but I've already written over them? Don't exist anymore. Are you going to throw him in jail because you're mad at him for overwriting the tapes?
It's an excellent question.
There's a tendency on the part of the prosecutors to go aggressively after people not perceived to have a big gun behind them. They are the most vulnerable links in the chain, says this professor. While California has a so-called shield law meant to protect journalists and their sources, no such law exists at the federal level. And even if there was such a law, Kirtley said, it's unclear whether a blogger and freelancer would fall under it. Do we have to have a law to protect people from being able to reveal their sources or being forced to reveal their sources? Do we need a law in that case? Don't we have a First Amendment that very clearly says that they're supposed to be,
freedom of the press?
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. And as far as I'm concerned, in today's world, anybody who has a blog is essentially a member of the press.
It's true.
They're printing stuff for others to read. And it doesn't matter to me if you've got a newspaper with a distribution of 15. You are the press. And to suggest that you should be able to be ordered to turn over your personal property or the names or information of informants, I think is absolutely outrageous and totally un-American. But what do you think? 800-259-9231. If the judge determines that there's a need, it's a necessity that this person turn over the information, does that just make it okay?
And at what point does, you know, if a judge decides it's a necessity, then, you know, what's the necessity? Can a judge just decide anything's a necessity? I want to know, so it's a necessity.
That's apparently what they can do, and this man is now in jail as a result of it. How long he'll be there for, not sure. Apparently there is an appeal planned. It's just a bad situation. There's another story in San Francisco about Chronicle reporters that may be facing contempt charges. Similar circumstances. 800-259-9231 to the phones we go. You bring whatever's on your mind. Randy and Barb, this is unusual.
There we go.
In Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. What's on your mind, Randy?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? You got kind of double-teamed, though. What's his name there?
Okay.
A little bit double-teamed him, okay? So, Barb and I would kind of like to double-team you guys for a minute and see what you do.
But we have the audio. But we have the audio. I mean, we can patch in and patch down.
You don't understand. Barb's sitting there in my pickup truck.
Okay.
All right? And she can hear everything you're saying. Don't say anything wrong because she's listening.
Is she on the phone?
She's a good woman.
She's kind of like Santa Claus.
No, we're going to have to fast forward. You guys have two mics. We only got one phone.
Okay.
Right here
I see.
In the garage area.
Got it.
Yeah, she'll talk. I'll make
all right. We're
talk.
Ready for you. So what do you got? Lay it on.
Give it to
me. Okay. All right. Okay. I wish I would have heard more of that judge thing because that was kind of an interesting thing.
Wait, the judge that locked the guy up for not turning over the tapes?
Yeah, that's you know what, that's the government is way way out of line.
They definitely
and it's
are.
True. Okay. Now we're going to stretch across here now. A little while ago, you were talking to old boy from Indianapolis. What was his name, Mark?
That was Mark in Indy. Yeah.
All right. And you said, oh, so God appoints all the judges and stuff like that, too, the government?
Yeah,
he does, but he knows that the human beings are kooks.
Are kooks? Is that what you said?
Kooks. Yeah, he knows that we're all kooks. And because of our truth level, that's how he knows that we're kooks.
We're gooks? Hang on, I want to get clarification for you. We're going to come back.
Don't say that word again.
I couldn't quite understand what he was saying. We'll get it back without the music bed underneath. And more is on the way. Hour 3's coming up. Randy's coming back, hopefully. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.